Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of emotions? Like there's just too much going on, and your brain is screaming, Uncle! You're not alone, my friend. We live in a world that bombards us with stimuli, constant news cycles, social media pressure, deadlines, family drama. It's enough to make anyone feel emotionally overloaded. Today, we're diving headfirst into strategies for managing emotional overload and preventing burnout before it cripples you. Because honestly, who wants to be stuck in a perpetual state of meh? Let's get real. Burnout isn't just feeling tired, it's a whole spectrum of mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion. It shows up as irritability, anxiety, difficulty, concentrating, and even physical symptoms like headaches or digestive issues. Ever felt like you were running on fumes? That's your body screaming for a break. But don't worry, we're not talking about taking a year-long sabbatical, though that would be nice. So, how do we navigate this emotional minefield and come out on top? Here are five powerful strategies to help you regain control. 1. Prioritize mindfulness. Think of mindfulness as your mental detox. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. You know those moments when you're so engrossed in a book or a conversation that everything else fades away? That's mindfulness at play. Simple practices like meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few mindful minutes each day to observe your thoughts and feelings can make a world of difference. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. Let's face it, saying no is hard, but it's absolutely crucial for protecting your emotional energy. Think of boundaries as your personal shield against overwhelm. Learn to politely decline commitments that drain you, set limits on screen time, and create space in your schedule for self-care. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 3. Unleash the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Leaning on your support system, friends, family, or even a therapist can be incredibly powerful. Sharing your feelings, seeking advice, or simply having someone to listen can help alleviate emotional stress and provide a sense of belonging. 4. Move your body. Boost your mood. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a potent mood booster. Even a short walk can release endorphins, reduce stress hormones, and leave you feeling energized and refreshed. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, dancing, hiking, swimming, whatever gets your blood pumping. 5. Celebrate small wins. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Did you finish that project? Did you cook a healthy meal? Give yourself a pat on the back. These little victories contribute to a sense of progress and boost your overall well-being. Think about that time when you were juggling a million things, deadlines at work, family obligations, personal projects, and everything felt like it was crashing down around you. You were probably sleep-deprived, irritable, and struggling to focus. Sound familiar? That's exactly what emotional overload can feel like, a relentless pressure cooker that threatens to boil over. But here's the good news. By implementing these strategies, you can learn to manage those feelings and regain control of your emotional well-being. Imagine yourself feeling calm, centered, and able to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. That's the power of these simple yet effective techniques. So, let's recap. We learned that mindfulness, boundaries, connection, movement, and celebrating small wins are your secret weapons for managing emotional overload and preventing burnout. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. By prioritizing your emotional well-being, you're not just taking care of yourself, you're also setting the stage for a more joyful, productive, and meaningful life. Ready to take action? I challenge you to pick one strategy from today's episode and implement it into your daily routine this week. Share your experience with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and empowerment together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.